The Alan Davis Show, starring Alan Francis, Ronnie Ancona, and Alan Davis.
So don't go.
I've got to go, Alan. It's my mum's birthday. I can't not visit her.
Why? She never visits you on your birthday.
That's true, Kate. I wonder why that is. Maybe you're adopted. Or maybe she just doesn't like you.
Or maybe she just doesn't want to watch you being sick in a Mexican restaurant.
You had to bring that up, didn't you?
I could say the same thing.
I hate going home. It's really boring.
What do you expect? That's what parents are like. If they were really interesting, you wouldn't go out with your friends. You'd go out with your friend's parent. What are you doing tonight? Oh, you know my mate Dave, the really boring one? Well, I'm going out with his mum and dad. We're going clubbing.
You've got nothing to do anyway. At least I'll be getting family brownie points.
We'll go out to eat. We could go to the Global Food Village.
That doesn't count, Murray. It's a food hall and a shopping centre.
But it's the launch of Global Food Village FM, the food hall radio station.
Oh, yeah, they stuck a leaflet through my door. Isn't there a free all-you-can-eat extravaganza?
Yeah, and Andy Kershaw's the guest DJ. It's world music meets world food.
Yeah, great night out, listening to the radio in a shopping centre while eating additives from around the world.
Free additives, Kate. Better than going home.
Well, at least I'll be able to relax. Excuse me, is the seat taken?
No.
Oh, great. Thought I wasn't going to get one. Whew. I can have a bit of a doze.
Okay, sweetie.
Excuse me, I noticed there was no one sitting next to you. I was wondering if I might be able to snuggle in.
Ooh, yeah, that would be fine.
Thank you. It can be hard to relax on these trains.
Yes, it is.
That's why I always listen to music.
These salad bowls aren't very big.
You can put the cucumber around the edge. It increases your total salad bowl capacity.
Is that what you're doing?
No, Murray, that stuff's for the salad novice. I am the salad king. I use a bed of rice as foundation, with these celery sticks as fence posts, and the lettuce as mesh. Thus, I double, even treble, my salad-to-bowl ratio. Look at that, a salad bivouac.
You don't scare me with your fancy salad techniques. I'm going to eat you under the table, Alan. You realise that, don't you?
What makes you so confident?
I've done a lot of preparation.
I haven't eaten all day. I'm starved.
Alan, I'm disappointed. Your thinking's way out of date. So passe. Very 1997.
You have some new approach?
Yeah, it's quite technical, but let me break it down for you in layman's terms. Eat as much as possible. If you eat a lot, in a short space of time, you force your body to increase its metabolic rate. A lot of British athletes do it.
Is that why British athletes never win anything? They eat too much and get really lardy.
You can scoff, Alan, but when it comes down to it, I'll be scoffing more, and he who scoffs more scoffs most, just as he who scoffs last scoffs loudest.
Who's that, Shakespeare?
No, Delia Smith. It's like sleep. I mean, the more you sleep, the more you need. The less you get, the less you need. Someone at work did a piece on it. It was all about how the SAS are trained to sleep for only 20 minutes at a time.
Oh, that sounds reassuring. Our first line of defence in the event of war, a crack squad of really tired blokes.
Okay, bad example.
Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the senior guard speaking. There will be a slight delay before we depart. This is due to, What should we say it's due? Hold on, I'll be right back.
No, we haven't set off yet. All right then, Jeff. Yeah, I'll call you later with an ETA. I'll tell you what, I couldn't survive without this baby.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when these babies first came out, they could hardly do anything. Now look, I've got call waiting, call divert, caller display, instant recall, electronic address book... Tetris.
Oh, that's great.
Because I used to be on Talk 60, but apparently, even if you talk for 70 minutes a month, you're better off on Talk 15. Don't know why. I reckon my ideal tariff would probably be Talk 30.
Oh, I see. Right.
Anyway, check this baby out. Personal organizer. If I push this button, I can go through all my engagements for the upcoming calendar year, which I'm going to do for you now.
Really?
Next Monday, dentist. Tuesday, collect dry cleaning. Wednesday, Crown Court for assault hearing. Actually, that was quite a funny thing. I was showing this guy my phone and he just punched me in the face for no reason.
Oh, we don't know why we haven't set off yet. Oh, dearie. Sorry, everyone.
I'm Andy Kershaw. Welcome to the Global Food Village. Food from around the world. And if you get the chance, try the stewed llama and apricot over at the Kenyan Safari Shack. I tell you what, Billy Bragg and I ate that all the time last time we were in Africa with the BBC on a freebie. In the meantime, here's the National Maracay Band of Mexico with their version of the Tom Jones classic, It's Not Unusual.
All the world's food in every possible combination. Genius. So, what do you reckon?
Well, I know what a Hawaiian pizza is, but what's a Benelux pizza?
Chocolate with tulips.
What's the Lux bit?
Soap.
Swiss Army pizza?
Gruyere and Toblerone.
I think I might just go for the Mexi Welsh as well.
Yep, love that refried bean and leek combo. What's the Korean Australian? Is that some kind of dog koala thing?
Don't know. Maybe noodles and beer.
And that's all 12 phone rings.
Oh, was it 12? Really? I lost count.
And they're just your standard phone rings. It also plays tunes. Check this out. Hey, viva España! Great, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Brilliant.
Or there's... Yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow... Oh, yeah. Oh, my favourite. Remember this from Blankety Blank? Super match game, super match game! Oh, I love that one. Tell you what, that dog's a bit annoying, isn't it? Anyway, it plays 100 songs in total, which I'll go through for you now.
How kind.
Here we go, okay. Hawaiian pizza?
That'll be me.
Benelux pizza.
That's me as well.
Swiss Army pizza?
Yep.
Maxi Welsh?
Still me.
Korean Australian?
That's me again.
Five vegetarians?
That's me.
Okay, and 25 dough balls.
Back up.
Would you like any garlic bread?
No, thanks. We don't want to overdo it.
You're listening to Global Food Village FM. Don't forget, later on you can win 2 VIP tickets to a top West End film premiere. Now, it's time for music from the Andes with a number one hit from 1975, courtesy of Chile's top 10cc tribute band. Hello, afternoon, everybody. Me again. Sorry about the wait. Really don't know what to say. To keep you amused, I thought I might do one or two of my impressions. First of all, Roger Moore. Make your way to the buffet for a vodka martini. Obviously, that drink won't be available. That was just an impression.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm the manager. What did your friend say?
He said, why are you doing a German accent?
Well, as the manager of the Global Food Village, I'm required to speak in a different accent every day. I was wondering if I could have a quick word. What did he say?
He said he can't speak with his mouth full.
Oh, right. I'm sorry?
He said, ask him questions which have yes or no answers.
Okay. I was wondering if you'd like to finish your meal now.
No.
Oh. It's just that we're running out of food. So would you help us out?
No.
Okay, well, what about this? As compensation for your inconvenience, I give you and your friend tickets for the film premiere, which we're going to give away in the competition. Does that sound all right?
He said that since he's a big fan of the cinematic art form, that would seem like a very agreeable solution to the situation.
Excellent.
So what are you going to give away as a prize now?
I think of something. There must be some stuff lying around in this shopping centre that people don't have at home.
Hello.
Dad, hi, it's me.
Hello, Kate. I'll put your mother on. Laura.
Dad, listen. Dad, I'm going to have to be quick because I'm on the train and the phone's really expensive, so you could run out of credit really, really... quickly.
Here you are, your VIP film tickets for this evening.
Oh, thanks very much. The new X-Files movie.
Cool.
And don't forget, coming up a little bit later on Global Village FM, our competition. You could win your very own emergency exit sign.
Hello, it's me again. You're not going to believe this. We're not going any further. Don't know why. Probably something like a cow on the line or wrong kind of cow or that sort of thing. That's what they always say, isn't it? They're laying on some kind of bus service for you, apparently. Rubbish, isn't it? If I was you, I'd be very, very cross.
Gentlemen, I am Smithers, your personal chauffeur for this evening. Welcome to your motoring dream.
Wow, it's like Star Trek. It's the Enterprise on wheels.
Only better. The Enterprise didn't have a drinks cabinet. Perhaps you could rustle up a couple of Bloody Marys. I'll be reclining on this chaise longue.
What does this button do? Oh, Alan, my seat's giving me a massage.
He's good, isn't he, Smithers?
Your motoring dream.
Do you reckon that's his real name, or does he just say that because it sounds good?
Well, I don't know, Alan.
I wonder if he'll let me wear his hat.
I tell you what. Whew, this limousine is the only way to travel.
Is this the bus for Ludlow?
No, I'm Sandra Bullock and you're on the set of Speed.
Yeah, this is the bus.
But there aren't any seats.
If only you were a pushchair, you could fold yourself up and sit under the stairs.
Well, can you do something about it?
Yeah, I can do something about it. Can everyone shove up? The Princess Royal wants to sit down.
Thank you.
Do you think people can see through this tinted glass?
Why? What are you going to do? You're not going to moon, are you?
Perfect opportunity. No one can see.
I don't think this discreet mooning has much of a future.
That's a shame. Hang on, there's someone peering at us through the window.
Doesn't matter, they can't see in.
Alan, it's Mr. Galloway. Are you mooning in there?
No.
Right.
Who is Mr. Galloway?
No idea.
This is a major babe-mobile, though, isn't it? I wouldn't mind taking the Frisbee girls out in this.
What, just the two of them? It's a big car, Murray.
They're big girls. Oh, hey! You could have the Frisbee girls, plus All Saints, that's six, and any surviving members from Pan's people. Are you bringing anyone?
I'd bring Scully. She was fantastic in that movie.
A babe with brains, Al. Fool Monty.
I'd make her say, I'd like to do an autopsy, Mulder.
Hang on, we're here and I haven't even finished my champagne.
Once more round the block, please, Smithers.
Very well, sir. But after that, you must let me have my hat back.
Excuse me.
Yes. What now?
Quiet, everyone. Her Royal Highness has something to say.
Oh, the thing is, this bus will be going straight past my parents' house. I was wondering if you could let me off. It would save me getting back from the station.
No.
But there's the house. There's the house. We're going right past it.
Do I look like a chauffeur?
Have you got the tickets?
Yeah.
Hey, look at all these famous people.
Name?
Grant. Richard E. It's got to be on your list.
In you go. Name?
David McCartney.
Who?
That was in the film.
Oh, all right. Name?
My name is Mike.
Yeah, all right, in you go. Name?
George Michael.
Hey?
That was my Larry Christ impression.
That was very good.
Hey.
Isn't that Tony Blair over there?
He's such a ligger.
And there's William Hague.
How can you tell?
He's wearing a baseball cap with Hague written on it.
Well, that's so he won't lose it in the changing rooms after PE. He is only 12, after all.
Hey, there's Jarvis Cocker. I've got to go and talk to him.
And there's Gillian Anderson.
She looks incredible.
Where? I can't see her. Where? What's she wearing?
Not a lot. Incredible outfit. One long, thin bit of material going from her left...
Mooley?
Yeah, down to her right leg, and another going from her right...
Mooley.
Down to her left leg. It's an X dress.
In the back?
Backless.
How does it stay up?
Case unsolved. That's an X file in itself, mate. So if you want to do a behavioural analysis of her, what would you say?
I'd say she's on the pool, mate.
Mum, Dad, I'm home. Mum? Dad?
Hello, sis.
Oh, hi, Matt. Where are Mum and Dad?
I've gone out.
You're kidding?
No. The Jenkins came round and took them out for some surprise birthday treat.
What? But I came all this way to visit them.
That's parents for you. Ungrateful little sods. Anyway, I better scoot.
Where are you going?
Rory Bremner's on at the Art Centre.
Ooh, can I come?
No, he's sold out.
God's sake. And what am I going to do now?
I don't know. Watch TV. Oh, no, that's right. You can't.
Why not?
Something wrong with the reception. You can only get Channel 5. Try the radio.
Yeah, listen to the radio on a Saturday night. Where are you living? 1938.
Just trying to help. I've got to go. I'll see you at Christmas.
Yeah. And now on Radio 4, Long Wave, Saturday Night Theatre. Tonight's play deals with the saga of a one-legged Indian peasant boy. Struggling to come to terms with his sexuality. The year is 1938.
We present Lasting Impressions, a panel game for impressionists hosted by Robert Robinson.
Indeed, sir, indeed, or indeed. Well, welcome to another show. Thank you for that laugh at the start. Always nice with the pish and a tush and a hane on your nose. I'm joined this week by Jeff Yarmike.
Are you talking to me?
There's Jeff and Faith Robbins.
Surprise, surprise!
And my favourite guest, he's here again. Give a warm hand.
Hey, Jarvis Cocker.
All right, mate.
What are you doing here? Were you in the film?
No, I just came for the free food, like, you know.
Would you say that you ate a lot?
I wouldn't say it a lot, but I eat a lot, you know what I mean? But, yeah, but I've got a really high metabolic rate, so I stay dead skinny.
I bet I could eat more than you.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah.
All right, you're on, mate. So what are the rules then, like, you know?
All right. We eat alphabetically. One bit of food for every letter of the alphabet. Whoever gets furthest wins.
Alphabetically? You're going to be dead good at this, aren't you? I can tell, do you know what I'm saying? So, but I mean, like, you know, what do we do for, like, why, though?
Oh, yak?
No.
Yams?
No.
What, yoghurt?
Yeah, and hey, I tell you what I'd like to do for X. I'd like to eat Gillian Anderson's dress.
She looks amazing, doesn't she?
Hoo-ha! That was my Al Pacino impression. You like it?
That was really good, yeah.
It is, mate, yeah.
Anyway, where is she?
She's,
over there. Hey. She's talking to Alan.
So, I love the dress. It's not the old Scully trouser suit tonight.
No, I'm at a party. I love to work hard, play hard, autopsy hard. I'm a very different person today.
Can't believe I'm here talking to you. It's really weird.
It's not that strange, Alan. There's a perfectly rational explanation. It's a coincidence.
Yeah, but, you know, it's still pretty weird.
I really don't think it's strange, especially when... Excuse me, that's my mobile.
Hey, Jarvis, got any E's?
Yeah, I'm sorted for E's. Look, egg sarnies. I like egg sandwiches.
Yeah, man. But is that E for egg or S for sandwiches?
Oh, right, yeah, because it can't be like both,
no.
Can it?
No. It's got to be one or the other.
Well, then I'll have it for E, because I've got my eye on some sardines for later.
If I was you, I'd scrape the filling out of the sandwich, and then you've still done an E, but you won't be so full.
You're really good at this, aren't you, mate? Oh, no, dead embarrassed. That's your mobile. Hello? Who? Deborah?
I'll tell you what else is strange.
What's that?
You talk just like the character you play on The X-Files. I mean, you sound exactly like Scully.
There's a perfectly rational explanation, Alan. This is how I talk in real life. They wrote the part for me, so Scully talks the way I talk.
Yeah, but you even say there's a perfectly rational explanation for everything, just like Scully.
There's a perfectly rational explanation for that, too, Alan. I say there's a perfectly rational explanation in real life, so the writers had me say there's a perfectly rational explanation in the show. They said it made writing the character easier for them. I accepted that as a perfectly rational explanation.
I still think that's pretty weird.
Sorry, Alan. I have another call. One awful night. Let's see what's on telly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hello, I'm Heine. I'm Carl of Hobbit's Names and Tyne here at the X-Files party. Hey, look, Jarvis Cocker. Enjoying the party, Jarvis?
Yeah, I can't talk, though. With a mouthful, you know what I mean?
Hey, Jarvis, I just had a pee.
Murray?
And who's that over in the corner there? Oh, it's X-Files star and super sex symbol Gillian Anderson, talking to a rather handsome, dark, mysterious stranger.
Alan! I don't believe it! They said they weren't doing anything, and I'm having the worst day of my whole life, and they're having the best day of... Hello? I was wondering if you could tell me the time of the next train from Ludlow to London.
Okay, I'll tell you what else is weird. Every time I say something is weird, your mobile phone rings and plays the theme from The X-Files.
It didn't ring just then.
No, that's weird.
And it didn't ring then either.
But when it did before, then it was weird.
Or then.
That's really weird.
You're just trying to say the word weird as often as possible now, so that when my phone does ring, you can say, "See, told you it was weird."
No, I don't understand why it suddenly stopped doing that.
There's a perfectly rational explanation for it. I turned my phone off.
Ah, that does explain it.
That's weird.
Hey, Jarvis.
Yeah?
Look at William Hague talking to all those aides with Hague caps on. Do you think they're all called Hague?
I think they're all bald.
What's he saying?
Oh, Mr. Hague,
listen, lads, listen to this. This is my Tony Blair impression. It's absolutely brilliant. Here we go. I'm Tony Blair. Aren't I great? Oh, Sherry, look at the size of my majority.
Tony Blair.
What?
Standing behind you.
What? William, just three things that you will never say, William. One, I have a full head of hair. Two, everyone likes me. Three, I am Prime Minister. Well, at least I can do impressions, Tony. Well, so can I. Listen.
Betty, you had a bit of trouble. Can't stand a whoopsie on the carpet.
Frank Spencer, Tony, you can't do that. That material is so out of date.
It was very good, though.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Murray. This is Jarvis from Pulp.
All right. Who? Look, get this man out of my way.
Hey, don't push. You've spilt my butt's fizz.
Ah, it's all over my lovely cap. And my suit.
What's that?
Someone spilled a drink on the Prime Minister.
It was the Hague boys. They spilt my butt's fizz.
So it was you.
Quick, get him.
Arrest that man.
I only said I liked his Frank Spencer.
You know, I'm really enjoying talking to you, Alan. I feel a strange attraction towards you.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's a perfectly rational explanation.
Is it because it's an involuntary biological response, which is the result of thousands of years of genetic programming?
No, because you've got a limo, not a Ford Mondeo, Alan. Alan, has anyone ever performed an autopsy on you?
Not as yet.
Can I?
Do I have to be dead?
Not the way I do it.
Ding dong.
We've come to collect our daughter, Kate.
That's her lying on the bench. We got your number from her address book.
Kate! Katie! Oh, wake up!
Huh? What? That?
Dad, what are you doing in London?
Kate, dear, you're not in London. You're back in Ludlow.
What?
Yes, you fell asleep and made 3 round trips.
What? Oh, God, what a nightmare. Yeah. Oh, 24 hours on a train. And it's all your fault. Why did you go out without telling me?
Well, darling, I wanted to celebrate my birthday.
You missed a fantastic night, Kate. Great food, lots of drinking. And we met Des Lynham. Yes. A lovely chap, wasn't he? He was taller than you'd think. But we're playing golf next week, he and I. Of course, your mother overdid it, you know. She was sick in the Mexican restaurant.
All right, you. Wake up. You can go.
Hey, what?
The Prime Minister's decided not to press charges. You're free to go.
You mean I won't be hanged for treason?
No. Here's your keys. There's your phone.
Hello?
It's me. You'll never guess who I'm in bed with. No, don't guess. Gillian Anderson.
Who?
You know Scully.
Cool.
She's waking up. Gotta go.
Morning. How are you feeling?
Oh, we haven't had an hangover like this since Villa won the European Cup.
I beg your pardon?
They beat Bayern Munich, wouldn't
they? No. I mean your voice. You're from Birmingham.
Yes.
Scully's not from Birmingham.
I'm not Scully. I'm a looky-likey.
But I went to bed with Scully.
Yes, and you've woken up with Brenda. Oh, don't look so disappointed. You had a good time, didn't you? Yeah, remember, the truth's not out there. It's right up there.
Oh, yeah. We did have a good time, didn't we? So, do you do anyone else?
Well, I can't look like anyone else, obviously. But I do a good Trevor Brooking.
Well, I'm looking forward to a replay. Do you fancy a second leg, Alan? Or
Stop it, Brenda! I can't sleep with someone who sounds like Trevor Brooking. Do Scully again!
I'm in the middle of an autopsy, Mulder.
Alan Davis Show was written by Ben Silburn, Tony Roach and Alan Davis, and starred Alan Davis, Alan Francis and Ronnie Ancona, with Dave Lamb, Deborah Stevenson and Alistair McGowan. The broadcast assistant was Elaine Wigley, and the producer was Jane Batu.